to look at what happened after the Lord's Supper. So I need y'all to be with me. We're going to be in John. Luke chapter 13. I've got my notes mixed up here. Hang on a second. We're going to be in John chapter 13. My paper clip's on Luke 13 and John 13, so Anyway, we're going to be in John chapter 13. Let's start off with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to give you this day. Lord, I ask that you open our eyes and our hearts and our minds and help us, Lord, to concentrate upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Jesus had just had the Passover dinner with his disciples. John 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 are all the things that took place before he went to Calvary. Okay? Those four chapters are all the things that happened in the upper room. And we're going to look at one of those this morning because I think it's important. Okay? John chapter 13. Now before the peace of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Jesus knows that this is his last supper. Jesus knows that he's got to leave information for the disciples because he knows he's about to die. Knowing that, he's going to teach them some very important lessons. Some lessons that he wants them to carry on after he has died and after he has rose, okay? And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So Judas is also in this room, and guess what? He already knows he's going to betray Jesus. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things to his hands, and that he was come from God, and that he went to God. Jesus knows so much at this point. He knew that we'd be here this Sunday. He knew the day I'd get saved. He knows the day I'm going to die. He knows past, present, and future all at this time. I want you to think about it. He went to the cross, not just for the disciples who were there, but for disciples that were going to be what? In the future. He knew you by name as he was hanging on the cross. He already knew when you would come to him, when you would ask him to be Lord of his life, Lord of your life. He already knew everything about you. He had already designed you. It was all in his mind, and he knew all of that. And that was the reason that he went to the cross, was because of the knowledge. I really think that if he didn't know, he wouldn't have gone. It would have been too much. But he knew what his purpose was, and he knew what he had to do. Now, okay? He raised from supper and lay aside the garments and took a towel and girded himself. Okay. We'll get to the rest of the chapter here in a minute. This is just a white towel. Okay? I belong to the order of the towel. After I get through this morning, you will also belong to the order of the towel. This started, renewed, with John Whitfield back in the 1760s. John Whitfield realized the servitude of Christ and that it needed to be represented. So he started what was called the order of the towel. As we go over this morning, when you get through, go home and get you a white towel or a white piece of cloth, because you are now will be part of the order of the towel. Okay? Just keep that in mind. After he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was girded. Okay, now, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. First of all, before the disciples had supper, they had already had their feet washed. Why don't you stop and think about it? When somebody came to your house back in those days, you had a servant and they would wash their feet to keep from tracking the dirt into the house. So the disciples have already had their feet washed. The disciples have already eaten. They could not eat until they were clean. They had to have their feet washed. That was just part of the Jewish customs. So they've already had their feet washed. So this isn't because it needed to be done. This is because it's what? An example. This is something that Jesus wanted to teach his disciples that they needed to do. Okay? Now, I want you to also keep in mind, I can see him going from disciple to disciple. There's John, you know. There's Thomas. There's Judas Iscariot. Judas, the one who already knows he's going to betray him. Judas, the one who already knows what's going to happen. Jesus already knows that he's going to betray him, and he's still showing him the same kind of love that he's showing the rest of the disciples. Okay? He doesn't pick him out at this point. He treats him just like he does what? Everyone else. Our example here is that we are supposed to love everyone. And we are to treat them the same. My mother taught me to treat everybody the same. Treat the president of the United States just like I treat the janitor of the church. Everybody is on the same level field. It doesn't matter how much money they have, how much influence they have. I'm supposed to treat them what? Exactly like everybody else. Okay? Valuable lesson that I learned from my mother. I've had chances to talk to different people. There was a guy that I went over to do his house, and he was so impressed with his marble floors. I was doing pest control at the time, and he was impressed with his marble floors and the paintings he had on the wall, and he said, "What do you think of my house?" I looked around and said, "Heck, I've got a place that makes this look like a lean-to to a hog shed." He said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I've got a place in heaven. The streets are gold, and this is a lean-to to a hog shed." Anyway, he didn't appreciate it, but I have one, okay? So the example is what? To love everybody and to treat everybody the same. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Now, it's interesting. Me and Peter have a whole lot in common, I'm afraid. We say what's on our minds, and sometimes that gets us in trouble. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. The example that I'm setting, you don't know about right now. This is important. I'm doing this to set an example, and it will make more sense to you after I'm dead, after I'm rose again. It'll become clear. I'm doing this as an example. I'm doing this so that you will understand that there's something more going on than washing your feet. Then Peter said unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part in me." Okay. The example here is that Jesus is Lord and Master, and he's doing what? He's washing their feet. He is showing us, as Christians, we should be putting other people ahead of ourselves. We should be willing to put others ahead of ourselves. That's hard to do. Heck, it's hard to do in our marriage. I'll be very honest with you. Kim likes to have just a little bit of dessert. She likes to know that it's there. So she'll leave a slice of chocolate Boston cream pie in the icebox. And she'll go off to work knowing that it's there. When she comes home, it's gone. I tell her the birds came in and snatched. She doesn't believe that, you know. But she has set it aside. Guess who I don't put first? Me. I put me first. I don't put her first. I mean, I'm just being very honest here. In order to be an order of the towel, we have to put others first. That's the love that God wants us to have. That's the love that God wants us to show people. Okay? By being an order of the towel, we put others first. Now, Simon changes his mind. Verse 9. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not just my feet, but also my hands and my head. Give me a whole bath. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed indeed, not save to wash his feet, but to clean every whit. And ye are all clean, but not all. Jesus is saying, y'all have decided to follow me. Y'all are clean, but not all of you. Who's he referring to? Judas Iscariot. He knows what Judas is going to do. He knows he's going to be betrayed. But back to our example, did he treat him any different? No. He still washed his feet, still ministered to him, still showed us an example that we're supposed to do what? Love him. Okay? Verse 12, so he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again. And he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and say, So well, for so I am. If I then be your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. Neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. I'm giving you example. I am Lord and Master, and I'm washing your feet. I'm humbling myself. Jesus is teaching servitude leadership. Jesus is not showing leadership by power. Jesus is not showing leadership by demanding respect. Jesus wants us to be leaders that are what? Servants. Servant leadership. We're supposed to be servants, and that's how we lead. Isn't that an amazing thing? See, it goes contrary to the world. Would you agree to that? Can you imagine? President George Biden, President Biden coming in here. I'm sorry, I get my president's mixed up. I'm about to say George Obama, but that didn't matter. Anyway, can you imagine President Biden coming in here and washing your feet? See, the leadership doesn't work that way in the world, does it? Leadership is demanding their own way. Leadership is putting themselves first, their wants and their wishes and their desires first. Christ has given us an example of true leadership. True leadership means that I love everyone. I will treat everyone the same. I will humble my myself to make sure that they're taken care of. Okay? I will put others first. Yes, I'll eat the piece of chocolate Boston pie, and it'll ruin, it'll get mold on it because Kim just wants to know that it's there. Okay? But we're supposed to do what? Treat each other with the towel. Okay? The order of the towel. Y'all now heard what it required. So guess what? Y'all are now members. It's not just for pastors. It's not just for missionaries. Anybody that's a Christian is the order of the towel. Anybody that's a Christian should humble themselves and be what God wants them to be. The order of the towel. What I'm going to do this morning, we're going to do a little different. I'm going to say a prayer, and we're going to be dismissed and go eat lunch. How does that sound? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this day. Lord, I want to thank you for your example. Lord, thank you for showing us what it requires to be a leader. In Jesus' name, amen.